Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Healthy Cookbook for Two by Rockridge Press is a healthy eating cookbook designed specifically for pairs who want satisfying meals without the hassle of scaling down family size. Recipes. Instead of focusing on dietary dogma, it centers on practical, wholesome home cooking that fits two servings, helping readers reduce leftovers, limit waste, and keep weeknight meals manageable. The book presents 75 recipes across a wide range of categories, covering everyday dinners as well as weekend-style meals. Alongside the recipes, it provides guidance on meal planning, smarter grocery shopping, and everyday cooking habits that support balanced eating. Its overall purpose is to make healthy cooking feel approachable and enjoyable for small households, including couples, roommates, and empty nesters who are adjusting to cooking fewer portions. With an emphasis on flavor, variety, and straightforward preparation, it aims to help readers build a sustainable routine of home-cooked meals for two. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, cooking healthy meals that are truly portioned for two. A central value of the book is that every recipe is designed to produce two sensible servings, which is a practical advantage for small households. Many home cooks either default to large-batch recipes that create repetitive leftovers or struggle to halve recipes accurately, especially when it comes to seasonings, sauces, and cooking times. By starting with pear-sized portions, the cookbook removes that friction and makes it easier to cook regularly without overbuying ingredients or wasting food. This approach also supports mindful eating because serving sizes are built into the recipe design rather than left to guesswork at the table. The result is a cooking style that feels both satisfying and controlled, helping readers enjoy hearty meals while staying aligned with a healthier routine. The pairing focus also supports shared mealtimes, which can make healthy habits easier to keep since planning and cooking are built around two people eating together rather than one person trying to adapt a larger plan. Secondly, meal planning and grocery strategies that reduce waste and save money beyond the recipe list. The book emphasizes the real-life systems that make healthy cooking sustainable planning ahead, shopping with intention, and using ingredients efficiently. For couples, food waste often comes from buying standard-sized produce, proteins, or pantry items that do not get used up quickly. The cookbook addresses this by encouraging practical habits such as thinking in weekly meal arcs, choosing flexible ingredients, and planning for limited leftovers rather than accidental excess. It also highlights smart shopping ideas, including buying in-season produce and making the most of a grocery budget. These strategies matter because healthy cooking can feel expensive when meals are built around many specialty items that are only used once. By leaning into realistic grocery behavior and repeatable ingredients, the book positions healthy eating as both convenient and economical. The planning guidance also supports time savings, since readers can prepare for a week of meals without starting from scratch each night. Thirdly, weeknight-friendly recipe variety across core dinner categories. The cookbook offers broad coverage of weeknight meal needs, organizing recipes into familiar categories that help readers quickly find a dish that matches their schedule and preferences. It includes sections commonly associated with everyday cooking, such as salads, soups and stews, vegetarian entrees, fish and seafood, poultry, and meat-based dishes. This structure helps pairs rotate proteins and cooking styles, which is important for maintaining interest in healthy eating over time. Instead of treating healthy food as a narrow set of options, the book frames it as a wide, flavorful repertoire that can include comfort-oriented formats while still aiming for balance. The variety also supports different skill levels. Readers can choose simpler preparations when they are busy and explore more involved dishes when they have time. For couples trying to cook at home more often, this range makes it easier to avoid takeout by keeping weeknight meals appealing, familiar, and accessible. Fourthly, weekend and special occasion meals that still align with healthy habits. Healthy routines often break down on weekends, when people want more indulgent or leisurely meals. The book addresses this by including weekend-oriented recipes and formats such as brunch and entertaining for two, showing that special meals do not have to be disconnected from healthy goals. For pairs, weekend cooking can also be a shared activity, and the cookbook leans into the idea that preparing food together is part of the enjoyment. By offering dishes suitable for slower mornings, relaxed lunches, or sit-down dinners, it expands the role of healthy cooking beyond quick utility. This matters because many healthy cookbooks focus heavily on weekday efficiency, but provide fewer ideas for celebratory or date-night style meals. Here, the inclusion of weekend categories helps readers keep consistency while still enjoying the rituals of cooking and eating together. The result is a more realistic lifestyle approach. Healthy eating becomes a flexible pattern that fits both routine days and more social moments at home. Lastly, accessible guidance that supports beginners and transitioning households. A notable aspect of the book's positioning is its usefulness for readers who are new to cooking for two or who are transitioning from larger household routines. empty nesters. Couples used to cooking for families, and anyone downsizing portions can find the shift surprisingly challenging, especially when favorite recipes were built for 4 to 6 servings. The cookbook meets that challenge by offering straightforward recipes and supportive guidance, helping readers build confidence and repeatable habits rather than relying on complex techniques. Its emphasis on easy-to-follow preparation, practical organization, and everyday ingredients makes it approachable for beginners, while still offering enough variety to stay interesting for more experienced home cooks. The supporting tips on portion control, reducing waste, and shopping smart also serve as gentle education in healthier kitchen decision-making, not just healthier recipes. In combination, these features make the book feel like a toolkit for a new phase of cooking, where smaller portions can still be satisfying, flavorful, and worth the effort. In conclusion, Healthy Cookbook for Two is best suited to couples, roommates, and small households who want to eat well without constantly improvising portion sizes or managing excessive leftovers. It also fits readers who are deliberately trying to build healthier habits through home cooking, especially those who prefer practical structure over strict dietary rules. The main benefits are usability and sustainability. Recipes are built for 2 servings, and the book reinforces day-to-day systems like meal planning, savvy grocery shopping, and reducing food waste. That combination helps readers save time and money while keeping their meals varied and enjoyable. Compared with many healthy cookbooks that assume a family-sized household or lean heavily on niche ingredients, this book stands out by addressing the specific logistics of cooking for two and by offering a broad spread of meal types, from weeknight staples to weekend brunch and entertaining friendly dishes. Its organization into clear categories also makes it easier to cook from regularly, rather than treating it like an occasional reference. For readers who want healthy meals that feel normal, flavorful, and shareable, it provides a reliable framework and a large recipe base to keep the routine fresh. If you would like to support Rockridge Press, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.